This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies dominating over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for an afternoon stroll. As the evening approaches, temperatures are set to remain mild, ensuring a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, unclaimed airstrikes hit southern Iran, raising the potential involvement of Gulf states. This comes after recent US-led attacks. That's according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Qatar is in discussions with the US and Iran to ease rising tensions. Iranian forces recently targeted US military sites in the Gulf. The Jerusalem Post reported this earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th massacre and hostage crisis. This was confirmed in a statement from the military, as reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Iran has issued a warning to Israel about possible retaliation. This comes as diplomatic efforts struggle to prevent further conflict. Ynet reported this in the past hour. And finally, an Iranian official threatens that Israel could be targeted if US strikes on infrastructure continue. This story comes from I-24 News, reported earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, noted just minutes ago that the influence of Hezbollah in Lebanon is weakening, citing rising criticisms from within the Shia community. Here's what people are saying online. Eitan Fishberger, a media analyst, praised a recent analysis thread, expressing plans to use it as a reference. From X, the latest, Middle East 24 reported just 17 minutes ago on a significant political change in Lebanon. Sunni MP Fuad Makhzoumi endorsed a new framework with Israel, marking it as a historic step toward peace. Now for more on those stories, starting with the airstrikes in Iran. The Times of Israel reports that these attacks on southern Iran remain unclaimed, raising questions about potential involvement from Gulf states. This follows the US military's recent operations against targets in the same region. An Iranian official has warned the UAE of repercussions for its cooperation, escalating regional tensions. For civilians in the region, this increases the risk of further military escalation and instability. Turning to Qatar's diplomatic efforts, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Qatar is mediating talks between the US and Iran, aiming to de-escalate the situation after recent military exchanges. Iranian attacks on US bases in the Gulf have intensified the crisis. Successful diplomacy here could prevent a broader conflict, impacting global oil markets and regional stability. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent operation in Gaza resulted in the death of a key Hamas figure involved in past attacks on Israel. As reported by JNS, this individual was linked to the October 7th incidents, including the massacre and hostage taking. This action reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to target those responsible for previous aggressions. The move underscores the persistent security threats faced by communities near Gaza. In a related development, Iran's warning to Israel comes amid ongoing diplomatic challenges. Ynet reveals that regional mediators led by Qatar are actively working to prevent further conflict. However, Tehran's threats highlight the fragile nature of these efforts. For Israel, this means heightened security alerts and diplomatic pressures. Finally, I-24 News reports that Iranian officials have singled out Israel for potential retaliation if US military actions persist. This statement underscores the ongoing tension and the potential for regional instability. For Israel, this means remaining vigilant as diplomatic and military strategies evolve in response to these threats. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business highlights a political debate over public transportation on Shabbat. Mir Kifnis argues that a politician promising train services during Shabbat could win significant voter support, reflecting changing societal priorities. Separately, Walla Business reports on a dispute involving the Israeli Treasury and the Knesset's legal advisor. The Treasury has defended its budgetary practices following criticism, emphasizing the importance of maintaining public trust in financial governance. And finally, Globes reports that tunneling for Israel's metro project will commence next month. Minrav Group is set to begin construction, marking progress in a major infrastructure initiative. This development is expected to enhance urban connectivity and stimulate economic growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.